Welcome to the Daily Energize podcast, where you'll get a jolt of energy and a quick tip to help you conquer your day. Now here's your host, the Prince of Positivity himself, Spencer Jones.
Hey Energizer, Spencer Jones, the Prince of Positivity here, as always, hosting this episode of the Daily Energize, the show that's here to give you a jolt of energy and a quick tip to help you live your life to the max. And before we hop in, just real quick, if you could leave a rating and review of this podcast, I would greatly appreciate it. It takes 30 seconds. If the platform that you're listening to this allows it, I would really appreciate it. I know not all do, but if you can, I would be eternally grateful. So thank you. Thank you. Okay. Well, today's topic is about pulling weeds. Now, not necessarily the weeds in our backyard, but other types of weeds. So, or front yard, or side yard, or garden, or wherever those weeds might be. We're talking little different kind of weeds. So, recently I was talking with one of my coaches, and we were talking about pulling weeds. And again, not pulling the types of weeds in the garden, per se, or backyard, and things like that, but weeds from our life. Now, I've used this analogy before. I think I've shared it here in the Daily Energize about pulling weeds. I know I've shared it at our Energy Recharge events. But basically, weeds in our life are people, things, organizations, even the thoughts that we think, old beliefs that we have that are not serving us, that they're toxic, that they're not helping us shine our light the best, right? It's not helping us have a beautiful flower garden or vegetable garden, whatever you like, in our backyard. Instead, it's making it ugly and hospitable and unenjoyable to be around. And I had a lot of weeds. For many, many years, I had tons of weeds in my backyard, beliefs that I wasn't worthy, that I had to prove myself, that I was ugly, that I was really bad at math, that there's a whole plethora of things. And those are just beliefs, let alone some of the people I was surrounding myself with, groups and organizations that I belonged to that were not serving me. And I had to pull those weeds and plant flowers. Flowers are affirmations, mantras, the beautiful things that help us shine bright. So I pull those weeds, get to the roots, and plant those beautiful flowers. Now, we go really deep into this at the Energy Recharge event. So if you ever get a chance, come join us. We do them in person. We have a virtual one once a year usually. So if you're able to join us, come check it out, because we really go in depth with that. Or we could work on that in our Energy Nexus program as well. So in any case, that's not what I was talking to our coach about, or my coach about. It wasn't necessarily those weeds either. It was weeds that we see other people do. Think about it like this. Have you, when you were growing up, or even now, you might see your parent or saw your parent do something, whether it was to someone else or how they treated you, and you're like, I'm never going to do that again. I'm never going to do that. Or not again. I mean, they're the one, your parents are the ones doing the action, but you're going, I'm never going to do that. That's not how I'm going to raise my kids. That's not how I'm going to handle that situation. When I was student teaching, and even before that and after, I saw some teachers, I go, whoo, I'm not going to do that. Like, that's not how I would approach that situation or introduce this music or handle this student. I would do it differently. Well, aren't those weeds too? Weeds that we see other people do that just don't resonate with us. It's not necessarily saying it's wrong, but it might be a flower for them, but for us, that's a weed. And so just to recognize those things and to be able to go, hey, you know what? That doesn't work for me. That's not in alignment. That is a weed to me. As opposed to when we see people do things that we would do, like, that's a really good idea. Yeah, I'm going to volunteer. I'm going to do that. Or I never thought about saying it that way, but that seemed to work really well. I'm going to try that. And then you try it. And maybe you recognize that, it doesn't really work for you. That's out of alignment. Or you try it and you go, oh, that's it. And it is in alignment and it makes sense. So now those that make sense and are in alignment, those are flowers. So how can we be aware of those weeds that we see from other people? Well, first and foremost, we just need to see if it's in alignment. Alignment with us, not with the world, not with them. Go them, but for us. Is that an alignment for us with where we are going, with our dreams, our goals, our priorities, our purpose, our values? Is it aligned? I saw how some teachers treated students, and that's not how I would do it. I can't do it that way. It felt wrong to me. And whether it did to that teacher or not, I don't know, but to me, it wasn't aligned. I had that gut feeling like, that's not it. So then I could use that awareness. So when I was teaching, I could make sure, do my best to not do those things that I thought were not in alignment. Now, that's just not with teaching, but with life. It could be parenting, being the leader, being a follower, being a human being. Things I see people do, I'm like, I'm not going to do that. And then sometimes I catch myself doing it. I go, okay. I'll give myself love and grace. Give myself some acceptance. And then let's move forward. Let's learn and grow from it and do our best to not repeat that. Let's keep learning and growing. So I invite you to become aware of the weeds in your life. Whether that's people, places, things, environments, organizations, thoughts, beliefs, and the things that other people do or don't do. What are those weeds? And just be aware of them so you can make sure you don't plant those flowers or those weeds in your garden and instead plant flowers. All right, that's all I got for today. Now, a little bit different episode, but I hope this is helpful and I hope it can help you live your life to the max. So keep being you, keep shining your amazing light. And if you need anything, I'm always a message away. All right, I appreciate you. Keep shining bright. Until next time, I will catch you later. Yeah.